Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Good Monday. It's Rob. Big Sue right over there. We're having a good time talking about the NFL divisional round games that were bananas, if I may steal a line from Channing Frye.
Is he a bananas guy?
He was the one that got us using the term bananas. You remember that?
Yeah,
back when we had him on?
I briefly remember that. I always think that is a Gwen Stefani sort of thing. Please give credit where credit's due.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
I believe she is the one that started This Is Bananas. This S is bananas.
Well, we are going through the games one by one, and it's taken us a while. We're still on our first game.
It's pretty good.
Bills, Chiefs.
Well, it was the best game.
It was an amazing game.
Yeah.
Just absolutely amazing. Patrick Mahomes, by the way, still has not lost a playoff game to a quarterback not named Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, I guess because he's only lost twice, right? And
this is correct.
To the Super Bowl. And you know, he's never played a road playoff game minus the Super Bowl as well.
They're also the first team. Kansas City is the first team ever to host four straight AFC title games.
Yeah, they're on a pretty good run.
Pretty good.
I would say so. Pretty good.
Here's the wildest of all stats, if you want, from that game. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes both did this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They passed for over 300 yards or more. They passed for three or more tutties. They completed 70% of their passes. They had no interceptions. They each rushed for 65 or more yards. They each led their team in rushing. Not one quarterback in NFL history had accomplished all of those feats in a game ever.
And they both did it
in the same game.
Yeah, it's the best analogy that you... It's Hagler-Hearns, what you came up with. It was pure greatness, and instead of one round, they gave it to us for four quarters and an overtime, and it was amazing.
Delicious.
And someone here on the text program, I liked it. Let me find this one here. The Bills messed up the kick, the coverage, timeouts, alignment, etc. Remove any of those elements and Buffalo wins. That shows how improbable Casey's win was. And that's really well put.
Any one of those things they get right. They probably win.
They win that game. And yet they all went wrong. And Kansas City is so good that they took advantage of it. Because most teams, even with all of those screw ups on the part of the Bills, still can't take advantage of that. And yet the Chiefs did. And they gave you a great line, although it's going to be just like middle-aged white guys are going to be posting on Facebook for like the next decade, and I'm going to roll my eyes. But when Andy Reid dropped the, when things look grim, be the Grim Reaper, which...
Did he really say that?
That's what Pat Mahomes said. He said that when they went to the sidelines, Andy Reid pulled him aside when they were getting ready to have the ball kicked off to him. And Andy Reid turned to him apparently and said, when things look grim, be the Grim Reaper. Which is kind of a badass thing to say at the moment, but it's not going to be as badass when, again, 40-year-old dudes in response to, like, you know, business or whatever are going to be dropping that from now till the end of time.
Well, it is kind of a badass thing to say if he did say it. Yeah. At the same time, it's kind of like, yeah, a lot of you here, fella. I don't have much else.
Well, there isn't many
go
things.
Win it for
there
us.
Isn't many thing in the playbook for that. It's more of, hey, 15, go be 15. And he was.
Well, these coaches, you know, that guy's right about all the Bills screw-ups. Like, what is it about? And these are good NFL coaches and good NFL teams.
Yeah.
Like, go back to Shanahan puckering against the Cowboys. Go back to the Rams, the myriad of mistakes the Rams made to lose to the Bucks. Yeah. Those teams both won. But what about the Titans? We'll get to this game later, but Mike Vrabel, I mean, these coaches get so damn tight at the end of games. Yep. And they play not to lose, or they play for – McDermott's the same way. Like, the first drive of the game, they go down and score a touchdown. He went for it on 2 fourth downs that were huge. And it was like – I said to myself, I'm like, you know, that's a guy who wants to win this game. Yep. Because remember, he got crap for this last year in Kansas City in the playoffs.
Kicking field goals.
For kicking field goals. He's like, we're not going to beat Kansas City kicking field goals. Nope. So smart. Well, then – he regresses. Later in the game, he's punting.
On like fourth and two.
Fourth and two.
Pressure is a bitch.
And so then you get down to the fourth quarter of these games. What is it about all these coaches screwing up? Yeah. They're almost like, it's unbelievable how often they're wrong and how glaring of mistakes that they
and
make.
And how obvious it seems to those of us watching.
Yes.
And this was why I just go back to pressure. And that I think sometimes we underestimate this component of it. Okay. You're a head coach or you're a coordinator and you've got how many different things going on at the same time. And you've got maybe 10, 12 seconds in between each play to come up with what you think is going to work best and then communicate that down. And at the end of games, when stuff's going on, you got 9 different people in your ear. I just think we don't appreciate the amount of pressure and the quick thinking that it takes. And yeah. I think that more often than not, when we see these things, it's just a matter of things are going too fast and guys buckle under pressure. We'll use another boxing analogy. Mike Tyson, everyone's got a plan till they get hit. And I think in these moments, when you start to get hit and panic starts to set in, there's like, do this. Like when, you know, Kansas City's running their 13-second, you know, drill there, you would think we're sitting at home and, you know, you got a bag of Cheetos and a Coors Light, and you're like, well, what are you doing? Why are you rushing for it? But in that moment, the Bills, you know, defensive unit and the defensive coaches, you're probably in a little bit of panic mode in that clock keeps ticking. You're like, oh, what should we do? I don't know. We don't really rush to. I don't know. Just rush for play prevent. It's fine. Go.
All right. Well, maybe that's the way it is.
I've been in, you know, these sorts of situations, not obviously at this level, but having played and then stood on the sidelines in the NFL, I've seen some 2-minute drills, and you'd be amazed at how chaotic on both sides of the ball they can really be.
That's fair.
You're running up to the line. I'll tell you, half the time as an O-lineman, you have no idea the play that's being run or even a protection. You just have a base protection that you're running, and it's just like, look, we're snapping the ball, and I think this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm just going to do it. We used to call it Thunderdome because it was just chaos. And I think that happens on both sides of the ball.
I think that's fair. Obviously, you've been there. I believe you when you say all this, and that is a good explanation of it. At the same time, two thoughts come to mind. One, don't they all have quality control coaches?
Yeah.
Isn't that quality control? Like, isn't that the very definite? Like, these are the key decisions in games, right?
Yep.
And that's what's amazing to me is that maybe they don't have – we talk about this all the time with the college coaches hiring all these new wave – you know, like somebody's now like coordinator of speed at Oregon or something.
Yeah.
And the Florida guy was game changer coordinator. They are getting innovative with these because they realize how important these things are. You can't have somebody on the sideline. Like, I don't know. How many coaches are there?
There's a lot.
11, 12 coaches on a staff.
But how many are up in the booth? Like with the guy calling plays?
Again, this goes
like
back,
five of them.
This goes back to my thing. If I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm an offensive coordinator, I can't have everyone in my ear at once when I've got 13 seconds to make
a
decision.
One guy.
But let me finish. So when you're on the headset, and a lot of guys have headsets, but the head coach is a key guy, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, maybe a couple of other guys, right?
Yeah.
Those, and I'm sure they don't want those headsets being all
bogged down by other dudes.
Like, shut the F up. Yes. I'm talking to the OC.
Yeah.
I get that that is chaotic for those individuals, okay? What are the other coaches doing?
really nothing.
Well, there you go. Holy hell. See, I think the thing is about this is that somebody said, well, couldn't you always list a bunch of errors and say, well, if they hadn't have done that, you wouldn't have lost. Well, I think our point here is that these are glaring errors that are obvious to everyone even watching who don't even know football, things that you cannot do. You can do anything else. Just don't do this, right? And we understand now, we've covered football enough and you've talked to us about this enough to know that sometimes the players aren't the smartest tools in the shed, right? So they don't always know, or they're inexperienced. They don't always think in their head, because it's going fast for them too, like, okay, here's the one thing I can't do here is that is hold this guy because it's third and 20. So just don't hold and we'll be fine, right? So you're going to make mistakes, but just the number of glaring mistakes that seem so obvious that all you would have had to do is have some coach who's not doing S on the sideline talk to his DBs real quick and say, hey, there's a timeout. Guys, here's the thing.
Tackle everybody.
Right? Like, just
wasn't it in the
not hard. It doesn't seem hard. I know it is hard. Yeah. I'm not saying like, oh, I could do it so much better. Obviously, you're right. There's something to it. But it really is maddening as a fan that you sit and watch these glaringly obvious, so stupid mistakes, trivial things cost teams games.
Was it Niners Packers where at the end of the game, one of the defenses wasn't playing the sideline coverage for two plays? And then they realized they needed to defend the sidelines, and then it worked.
Cowboys.
I don't remember which game that was. I remember the announcers were like, they're leaving the sidelines wide open.
Cowboys-Niners.
Was Cowboys-Niners?
Yeah, because it was on the drive that got to the Dak run. They were picking him apart on the sideline.
That game, you talking about that popped up. It's like the most basic thing. Don't let them get out of bounds. Yet they didn't play any defense to stop them from getting out of bounds.
Especially in two-minute situations. Remember, there's only one guy that's got the headset in between, and you can only do it, you know, with the first couple seconds of the first little bit of the play clock. So it's really hard. I'm telling you, man. It's really hard in these situations when everyone's running around. It is called Thunderdome for a reason.
And
the good ones, they always say this about, like Bill Belichick is known for this. Tomlin is known for this. Situational football, man. The teams that overprepare and drill situational football are the ones that come out on the right side of things more often than not, because they're prepared. Because if you get in these chaotic situations and you don't have it down, right? When you're in chaos, you revert back to habits. And if you don't have the proper habits and you haven't been coached on what you're doing, you end up screwing it up and you give the other team an opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. But you also have a lot of people that you just said aren't doing anything on the sideline.
No.
What are you doing to help our team win right here? Maybe remind the guy that he shouldn't, you know.
They are not.
It's just unbelievable.
Outside of coordinators and the head coach, there is not a lot of direct input from play to play coming in from those others.
Two quick stats and then Bills Chiefs wrapped up. Those two teams have played three games in the last 365 days against one another.
Yeah.
Kansas City is beating Buffalo 100-98.
Can we have that be the Super Bowl? No offense to anyone else.
Two of the best teams.
I just want that to be my Super Bowl.
That might have been the two best teams.
Yes.
Right there.
I said whoever wins that is going to the Super Bowl. I said whoever wins that is winning the Super Bowl. And I don't know if we'll get a better game than what we saw, nor will we get two better teams.
I would also like to point out that there were 30 total points scored in that game after the two-minute warning.
Including overtime. Right?
Wrap your head around that.
You can't. You can't. It's as good as it gets.
All right. Our Stockwatch is next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Okay, a great weekend of football. We have already discussed Bills Chiefs in its entirety. We will get to Bengals, Titans, Niners, Packers, Rams, Bucks later. We have in the news next. But right now, as you may have heard from that open, it is time for Stockwatch.
I'm not one of these guys that changed the rule. Yo, the rule is the way the rule is. Get a stop on defense. Don't allow them the opportunity. This is not a participation trophy. Like, this is what the rules are. Go out and win the game.
That is Jay Williams right there talking about the overtime rule discussion that's happening today because of what we saw with Chiefs Bills. Buy or sell, no matter what overtime rules there are, there will always be this discussion after a big overtime game.
I can't focus on anything because Mike has a bunch of tissue jammed in one nostril.
Do you have a nosebleed?
I do, yeah.
Like, I'm in the middle of Stockwatch, and I look up, and I just, Mike's got a tampon in there, and I can't see anything else.
Too much blow, Mike?
Been hanging out with Dusty.
Absolutely, who knows?
Yes, no matter what you do. We bitched about the old ones, we'll bitch about these. You could go to the Kansas plan, we'd bitch about that. It won't matter. Whoever loses is always going to feel like they got the raw end of the deal. Now, over the course of regular season, since they've implemented this rule, the team that wins the toss wins about 52% of the time.
Is that right?
Yes. Now, in the playoffs, however.
Playoffs.
I think it's happened 11 times.
Playoffs.
And the team that has won the coin flip has won 10 of them, if I'm not mistaken. So
10 of 11?
So for whatever reason.
Wow.
Whatever reason, I'll pull it up here. Yes. Under current OT rules, there have been 11 overtime playoff games. Team that won the OT coin toss have a record of 10-1 in those games.
Hmm.
So I don't know what it is about the playoffs. Maybe you just get much better offenses, but if you include the regular season and playoffs together, it's 52%. It's not that much. But for whatever reason, when it comes to the playoffs, it's slanted. But I just don't know if that's the reason to change everything, because you're never going to come up with something that everyone loves and that's fair and equitable.
That I agree with. It's never going to be perfect. And you're not changing everything. I just think both teams should be able to have a possession. That's it. I mean, you know, Jay Williams said, go win the game. Well, how can you do that when you never touch the ball? Like, okay, the best player, it's on their defense. But I think that the thing about it is the best player for the Bills was Josh Allen. And again, a lot of it's entertainment value.
Yeah.
The reality is the rules are the rules, and the Chiefs won by the rules, and that's it. And the Bills said as much after the game. But it's way more entertaining if in a game like that, in today's day and age of football, where offense is king and these quarterbacks are just so fun to watch, that's the quintessential game where, yes, of course you want to see both guys get a chance in overtime. It's not the end of the world if you don't change it, but I think you can make it more fair. Now, I saw Ross Tucker say this, if the Chiefs win the toss, go down and score, but the Bills get an opportunity to go down and score as well, so you change the rule, right? They score, and then the Chiefs score again, the game's over, what did we really solve? Well, at least both teams and both defenses had a chance to stop the other. I think the biggest thing about right now in today's football is you see a lot of games where the defenses are absolutely shot. Yeah,
they're gassed.
And there is no chance that they're going to stop the other offense if you've been watching the last quarter of the game. And that's what sucks, because that's what was going on in the Chiefs-Bills game. And you knew whoever won that toss was going to win the game. I think if it's all equal, where the defenses are still holding up, it's a little bit different of a story. But I just think these are more gassed than ever, defenses.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame that it happens that way. But yes, it's never going to be perfect. And if Allen gets his shot and they go down and score, we're right back to square one. It's just that I hate it being decided on sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. That 10-1 number is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's interesting.
When you consider the playoffs are so much different than
overall. Well, maybe, like you said, it's better offenses, but it also could be that defenses are just going harder. It's the end of the season. They're maybe more depleted, and they just, you know, they just don't hold up against great quarterbacks and great offenses like the Chiefs and Bills. So I would like to see it just so that, I think it's very simple. Just let both teams have the ball in overtime. And if they both score a touchdown, now it's sudden death. I mean, it's just not that hard.
Yeah.
I don't know why that doesn't make it a little bit better anyway.
I'm watching it and I'm thinking he's toe-to-toe and at times doing it better than the guy that I think many people are saying is the best quarterback in the game. Josh Allen is as good as Patrick Mahomes. He is. And what Buffalo asks him to do, because think about it. We're seeing him make some of these throws. And Scott, that oftentimes is like a play or two after, they just ask him to run quarterback sweep.
That's Tim Hasselbeck right there. He says Josh Allen is as good as Patrick Mahomes. Buy or sell that statement?
Oh.
I buy
it. If you sell it, you can also say he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I buy it. He doesn't have the accomplishments yet of Mahomes, but their team's pretty good. They may get there. So I buy it. I think he's just as good, yeah. They're both awesome.
They really are. I'll agree with you. I think I would still choose. I think I would still take 15 over 17. They're certainly in the same category. But Allen, you know, he does provide something different with they can get involved in that plus one run game, and they both can scramble real well. I think I trust Mahomes throwing the ball maybe a little bit more, but I love the legs and that dynamic that Josh Allen brings to the table. It's probably flip a coin, but I'm still leaning towards Patrick Mahomes.
Defensive football in the NFL is awful. It is flat out awful in many respects, because I'll tell you what, there's a reason why Tom Brady is playing, or why he wants to keep playing, or why he continues to keep playing. And I'm not saying it isn't because Tom hasn't played great football his entire career, because he has. But he started off his career playing in a time when defenses actually challenged people. And I know people are going to say, well, they legislated physicality out of the game. You can't do this. BS. Okay, there's some things that they've taken away from defenses, but there's still enough tools for you to be able to play better defense than what you saw in critical moments yesterday in that game.
Hmm. Okay, so I'm not going to do a buy or sell based on this. I'm really curious about your guys' thoughts. That's Lewis Riddick.
Mm-hmm.
He says defense is just awful across the board in the NFL right now. Your thoughts on why that is?
Well, that's kind of what we were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
With all the mistakes, and it wasn't necessarily all defense. We were talking more about coaching, but Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll let you tackle it. You're the big football guy.
All right. I disagree when you say all defense is garbage. It's just not, it's not true, because we've seen teams absolutely get stymied by defenses. Tennessee's defense was just was crushing. The Rams defense was crushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you see today's game, I will say this: good offense will beat good defense 9 out of 10 times. And that's simply because the rules are designed now to put defenses at a disadvantage at literally every turn. It's really, really hard. Yes, you can't hit quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are confident. Now with the scramble rules, you can't knock them out. That way you can't touch receivers. It's harder and harder than ever to play defense. And so, yes, you will see good offenses carve up even good defenses. With the pace of the game, I think defenses do get tired and get worn out, especially at the end of games when you're talking about two-minute drills. Rushing the quarterback is absolutely exhausting. So I agree that defense in general isn't what it was. It's never coming back. That's not the way this game is designed. But to say that all defense is bad, that is an overgeneralization. And if you have the still one great equalizer in all of football, and we saw it last year in the Super Bowl, we see it time and time again. If you can apply pressure with four, if you can rush four and get home, it is the great equalizer that will allow average teams to beat superior teams. And that's still true in today's game. So no, defense isn't all garbage.
I wonder how much of it is coming from the lower levels as well. I mean, you're in 7-on-7 now, where defense is more optional than anything else, and you get to the college game and everyone's running these super high paced, fast offenses and 60 points a game and all that kind of stuff. It's almost like guys are just growing up now with defense not really even being real.
It's about situational defense. And again, to your point there with pace and the way we're playing, look, take defensive linemen now and ask them to play 70 plays where you're having to cover screen passes and run sideline to sideline and rush the quarterback 60 times. If you wanted better defense, bigger rosters that you can rotate through fresh guys. But guys just don't have the gas tank anymore to play sideline to sideline for the number of snaps in the short amount of time that they're being asked to do it.
Yeah, simple answer. I agree with everything you said. To me, it just seems like it's obvious. I like Lewis Riddick, but when you look at the offensive numbers in the NFL now, it's clear that the game is set up rules-wise for offense.
Yes.
So, of course, you're going to get somebody looking at that and going, well, there's no defense being played. It's all relative. It's just the way the league is set up. It's harder and harder on defenses. You still see good defense. It's just, it's kind of like baseball. When you see a 3.5 ERA, you used to think, well, that's not very good. Well, now it's pretty good because of the rules and the way they've changed the game. So I don't know. To me, it's kind of, I like Lewis
Riddick. Although, boy, yesterday in both games, the secondaries were just getting demolished.
Well, again,
recency bias, too, for that. He's probably watched those two games and went, nobody can cover anybody.
But, again, I think if you zoom out, you realize that's just the way the league is set up, and it's harder and harder on these guys. Although, defensive guys. Somebody said fundamental open field tackling skills are woefully diminished to my eye. I tend to agree with that. I don't know if that's actually true.
Well,
but it does seem like defenses can't wrap up the way they used to.
But because you're playing in space and guys never had to play in space like this anymore. This isn't a matter of
and you are completely having to relearn how to tackle.
Yeah, this isn't a matter of defenses just never, you know, this is a new thing. You're just asking guys now to have to play in space against elite athletes, and it's really hard to play defense in this league. A simple way to play offense in this league, it's never been easier at every position. To play defense in this league, it's never been harder at every single position.
100%.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, they've just changed the rules.
Yes.
It's offense number one. And with that,
at every turn,
defense doesn't look great.
Yes.
Shockingly. All right. The Stockwatch each Monday, 4:15, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Porn star news. For you.
All right.
Next on ITN. And Oregonians are purchasing a record amount of blank. That is a fill-in-the-blank question for you.
Porn?
Possibly. Next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Hot 5 and 5 coming up. C.J. Burdell news today. Travis Dye, you know, he went to USC. Now C.J. Burdell, is he leaving? But right now it is January 24, 2022. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman, carbon neutral as well. Thank you. Today is Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day.
Okay.
Did you know that had a day?
I did not know that that was big. I know that we had like Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I don't know what is it, like a grizzled prospector, like Yosemite Sam sort of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd take a stab at it, but I kind of
don't know if that's like.
Isn't it kind of like a pirate, but not?
Yeah, I don't think it's like "arr, matey."
Right, but it's like "yar, I struck gold," something like that.
Yar, what?
But it's like a pirate, but not like a pirate.
I don't know what that means, but all right, let's go with it. Go Grizzle Prospectors.
It is also National Just Do It Day. Just do it.
Like a Nike sort of thing?
No,
or like
do it.
Blew it.
Like
blew
a
it.
Like a blue pill do
Whoa.
It?
Yeah, blew it. And what was the?
Chew it and do it.
Whoa. Chew slow
it.
Down.
Chew it and do it. God. Yeah, that was the blue chews. Chew it and do it.
Yes.
Speaking of.
Talk to Sprague about that.
Porn star Mia Malkova and Eli Tucker are moving out of Blackberry Castle.
Oh,
well, they
man.
Blew him. that's up near Forest Park. You know the Blackberry Castle. Have you yeah. seen the photos of that inside of that place?
I remember when she bought it and they were, you know, it was all making the rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of ugly and weird, and it's kind of like an old, it's like a bastard version of the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
She's moving to Hollywood, so no more Mia, no more Eli.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's
yeah, no one. Who's buying that?
Well, probably it's.
Well, I mean, and living in it that way, yeah. you know.
It's one of those. You're right with the Playboy Mansion, because like when you see photos of it, you're like, oh man, that's it's Playboy Mansion. Then you look inside and like it's not that nice. I felt that way when I saw Graceland. Mm. When you go into Elvis's home and then you look around and you're like, this kind of sucks. Very tacky.
So she and he had an estate sale over the weekend that included you could buy a bundle of her G-strings. Mm. And a life-size, like, suit of knight's armor.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I think
which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm as perverted as the next guy.
I mean, the armor, not the G-string.
Yeah. But that thing, the whole, like, buying used underwear and, like, the whole OnlyFans, I am fascinated by the level of perviness that apparently is out there. There are a lot of money to be made in soliciting to the pervs. And that just blows my mind. I'm sure someone paid a lot of money for some used G-strings.
Oregonians are purchasing a record amount of blank. Do you have any guesses?
I went with porn.
It's booze. Shockingly.
Good to be in the liquor business. Go Ryan.
The Oregon... Go what?
My buddy Ryan, he owns a liquor store.
Oh. Yeah, show listener Ryan. P1
yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Ryan.
Yeah.
The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission. You know, it's no longer the Oregon Liquor...
Yeah, it's gotta have...
You gotta throw the cannabis in there.
Gotta have the stickiest of the icky in there.
At their monthly meeting January 20th, the Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission presented strong results for calendar year 2021. Liquor sales at state licensed stores set a new high of $813 million in 2021.
All right.
That is up almost 20% from the last pre-pandemic year of 2019.
Has your liquor bill gone up over the pandemic?
Yes.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't drink a ton at home anymore.
Yeah.
But... I think with COVID, we certainly don't drink out at all anymore. I mean, occasional dinners, but all of our liquor has come in house.
Yeah.
You know. So I do have, you know, I have it stocked. It takes me a while to get through it, but.
I don't know if I'm drinking more, but you are right in that you're drinking more at home, so you probably are purchasing more. But I'll bet you overall my liquor bill has gone down because it's way cheaper to drink at home.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. I mean, the bar bills and the restaurant bills. And
oh, yeah, the bar bills
will get you. Those have gone down.
Bar bills will get you, man. You look down at the end of the night, you're like, damn it.
Concert, nights out, you know, got a pre-funk.
Yeah.
You got a post-party. You know how to do it.
Yeah, final.
Cannabis sales, extremely strong as well.
Duh.
Yeah. The OLCC is the third largest source of revenue to the state.
What's one and two?
Take a guess.
I'm assuming is that just taxes?
Yeah.
And then
income taxes?
What's number two? I don't know. I can't imagine the lottery can't
I'm
be
laying
there.
Out. Oregon Lottery.
That's number two?
Yep.
We spend more on the lottery than we do on booze and cannabis?
Well, they make more money.
They make more money?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. The OLCC distributed 36% of revenue to state and local governments. And it will want to make sure its government partners remember that as the grocery association measure moves forward. You know, like grocery stores are wanting to sell liquor now.
Yeah, you can't.
So it's this big fight.
Well, you can in Washington, but it's expensive. They get you with all of the. They get you with a bunch of fees and taxes. It's quite expensive. Yeah.
So that's a big battle.
Can I also say this to the Washington places with the liquor? You got to put the total price on there. It's horse crap. It's
like, what do you mean?
Well, let's say you buy like a bottle of Jameson. It's 30 whatever bucks, right? I hate when you go up there and you're like, oh, it's 32 bucks. And you go and you hand it to them and then they ring it up and it's like 48. You're like, what? Put what the price is going to be.
Is that it's 32 with your discount thing if you're a...
No.
Is it like really high tax on liquor?
Yes. Liquor, if you buy the liquor in Washington in stores, they drill you with a bunch of taxes and fees. Right? It's way more expensive. And so the price is way different than what you see on the shelf. It's like we ever bought like on StubHub or a Ticketmaster or whatever. The price you see, it's like, oh, my ticket is 56 bucks. And then when you go to check out, it's like 94 because they don't include all the fees. I wish in Washington, they just told you, like when I go up and you check out, this is what it's going to be because it's never. And it just always throws you for a loop when you see the total. You're like, oh, gosh. And then you realize, oh, yeah, freaking tax.
I didn't know Washington was that much more expensive than Oregon when it came to liquor.
Yeah, the taxes get you.
I have a list of the 10 states with the highest alcohol tax per gallon of spirits.
Yep.
You know who one and two in the country are?
Who we got?
Washington and Oregon.
There you go.
What? Washington's $33.22 per gallon of spirit.
Yeah.
Oregon is...
That goes to the actual, like... Distiller has to pay that tax, right?
I guess.
Per gallon of spirit that they make, don't they have to pay that?
I don't know. They're getting somebody. Chances are it's you and me more so than anybody else. But Oregon, $21.95, which is number two. Virginia, three. Alabama, four. And Utah is five.
I remember last year they were trying to raise the tax in Oregon on all beer liquor sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Exorbitantly raised.
They did, didn't they?
No, they didn't. It didn't pass. But they were like really pushing for like a huge hike in it. And the people who make the, you know, make beer, make spirits here, make wine were like, I can't afford that.
Fascinating.
Like I'm already so close to the line anyway, and now you're gonna charge me that much more per gallon or keg or whatever it is. It's crazy.
All right. There's a little hot booze talk for you.
See, like this, you can actually go on there and calculate it now. Like, there's a whole website.
Go on where?
So, like, if I bought it's called the liquorcalculator.com, like, for the state of Washington. So, if you bought, like, a $35 bottle of booze, let's say what you want, the 750 milliliter, your total cost is going to, like, you're like, oh, 35 bucks. When you go to check out, 45 bucks.
Man.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying is wish when I went to get it off the shelf.
Is that because, do you have like an OLCC type thing up there?
Yeah, they break it down. You got Washington Spirits Tax, Washington Spirits Sales Tax. You're basically paying 28.5% tax when you buy liquor.
I'm curious because the place I go, whatever it is on the shelf is what I pay at the end. I know Oregon doesn't have sales tax, but...
Well, where do you buy it? A liquor store?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. If it says $45, it's $45.
Yeah.
No sales tax or anything. It's
wrong.
Great.
Not over there.
Interesting.
That's how much I spent on the Basil Haydens I got last week.
It's sneaky. Get you.
Hmm. So it's cheaper. Why don't you come to Oregon and buy liquor?
Well, I usually do. But I'm just saying, occasionally, like, you know, you ran out of something, you got a shindig or whatever, and you go run and grab a bottle off the shelf, and you're like, oh, and then you go to check out. You're like, damn it. I guess it drilled me.
All right, we got to run. In the news, January 24 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we don't have time for much more than this last story here on In the News. Then we got to move on. Hot 5. More super hot football talk. But I'll give you this little story out of Seattle. You know, probably until now, you would say swindlers, 7 million, grandmas and grandpas, 1.
Yeah, pretty right? much.
It's an ugly fight.
Yeah. My grandma fell victim to that. She lost a lot of money due to an online gambling place.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was...
It's a lopsided affair.
It was pretty ugly. Lonely old people with not all their faculties.
Well, I give you Jean, a 73-year-old grandmama, who recently got a phone call from a man claiming to be her grandson. He was in jail for drunken driving, and he needed her help, and he needed to post $8,000 bail.
Okay.
Although Jean was smart enough, now she, as I said, she's 73, so she had her wits about her. She said, well, wait a minute. My grandsons can't drive. They're too young.
Ah, way to go, Jean.
So Jean realized that it was a scam, and she decided to swindle the swindler. So she played along, eventually inviting an apparent bail bondsman to pick up the cash from her house, but it was a setup.
Oh.
And moments after Jean handed over an envelope stuffed with paper towels.
Paper towels?
Not cash. Police.
I think you could find something better than paper towels.
Tackled the man to the ground.
Oh, all right. Well, good for Jean. And you know what? I'm glad the police responded. That kind of strikes me as something that in today's day and age that maybe the cops would be like, whatever.
Joshua Gomez was arrested.
Put up a sting.
Joshua is 28, and he was charged with attempted grand larceny in the third degree.
Josh, you piece of crap. What are you doing swindling old people?
That's in the news. January 24, 2022. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. Is CJ Verdell staying or going? And then we get back to hot football talk. It is 5 o'clock on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.